The war between Israel and Gaza has changed the way of life of some Israeli civilians who now live in constant fear of incoming rockets. But as Randy Wenner reports, for residents caught in the crossfire when it comes to being warned about incoming rockets, now, thanks to a Syracuse University senior, there's an app for that.
It's nonstop, basically, in the middle of the night, during the day, all the time.
Shani is an 18-year-old Israeli citizen, and she says her entire life has been typical and carefree. But when rocket attacks from Hamas started falling near her family's home in central Israel 3 weeks ago, it all changed.
I know my mom doesn't let my brother go out to his friends. He's 10 years old, because she doesn't know whether his friend has, like, a bomb shelter in his house. And if he doesn't, he's not leaving the house. I mean, people are stressed all the time.
Shani is nervous about the military and political situation in Israel, so she asked that her last name not be used. But she is feeling a little bit safer now because of her smartphone. She's just started using a new app that warns her about any nearby rocket attacks. And if the attack is close enough, the app tells her to take cover. It's a sound she's heard more times in the past few days than she cares to remember.
Wow, countless of times. I had to silence my phone because it just, you know, it just goes off.
My name is Ben Honig. I am the lead developer and designer of the Iron Dome app.
Up until now, Ben Honig has been studying at Syracuse University and designing games. But within just 5 days, he and his friend had built the Iron Dome app and made it available for free for iPhones. By pulling live data from the Israeli Defense Force, the app sends alerts and maps out where sirens are going off. It's so effective, even they didn't believe it at first.
I can't tell you how many times we went back and forth with each other and were like, do we have a bug right now? Like, this is going off way more than, like, an app should. And then we were, like, checking our data source, and in fact, it was pulling exactly the way it was supposed to be and really happening in real time. And that's when we both got the real realization. We were like, wow, imagine if we were living here and had to live our everyday lives knowing that these rockets were going off at all times.
Shani is one of those who believes she may have been saved by the app.
One time I was outside waiting for my bus, and I just had an alarm there, and it also sent me a question of take cover, you know, like it knew where it was and, you know, like it's taking care of you.
While the Iron Dome app is both comforting and alarming, Shani and app developer Ben Honig both share the same hope for its future.
I hope that one day, and not too far away, it will be gone. So, I mean, we won't have to download it to just feel safer.
But with the war between Israel and Gaza intensifying recently, it looks like there will be a need for the app for quite a while. For WRVO News, I'm Randy Wenner.